All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Today's theme is needed. Needed. You are needed. Your life, your passion, your talents, your abilities, your joy, all the pieces and parts of you in Christ are needed. Today we hear from Luke chapter 2. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Both of the characters in this story, well-aged, presiding there in the temple, waiting for the salvation of their Lord. And when they lay their eyes upon Jesus, they say, "This is the salvation that we have been waiting for. In him is the salvation, is the redemption of the world." You see, in this story, elders are celebrated for their unique perspective, their unique station, their way of serving at that chapter of life. They matter and they have a purpose. They are called and they are needed. Just like in the scripture passage, these two aging prophets, Simeon and Anna, they exemplify the way elders are called to live ever more radically, living out their deepest heart, mind, and soul. You see, under Roman occupation in the first century, Simeon is looking for the consolation of Israel, and Anna is looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. To do so, they stay close to the temple in fasting and prayer. They are praying there when Mary and Joseph enter to make an offering to God just after Jesus' birth. And both elders offer a blessing for the baby, already recognizing God's call upon the newborn Jesus. You know, our society often portrays elders as primarily looking back at the past. But these two, they are looking eagerly forward, and they know that they are needed. This is our truth. All people of all ages, our elders are needed in loving service and doing what they can with where they are, with what they have, in bringing full life to the world, all through the stages, from beginning into end. God's call makes us needed ones. No matter how much life we've already experienced, in God's world, we are called. And we are needed from birth unto death. Now hear these words of inspiration and be inspired as elders that are needed.
Christians believe that God in Jesus Christ entered a broken world whose inhabitants are alienated from God and one another, so that the broken, alienated world and all that are in it might have life and have it more abundantly. Because God loves the world, God continues to act in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection to rescue, reconcile, and restore the world and all human beings. All Christians, elders included, are claimed by God and endowed with the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. God calls all Christians to live so that God might, in fact, enable his world to thrive, and in so doing, calls elders as well. Grateful for God's saving gifts, elders are called to live graciously so that they, their family, their friends, their communities, their churches, their world might thrive. Elders are to ask, "How do I act so that where I am and who I am in this season of life and those around me might in God's world live well. So what does this look like? In my interacting with elders, I've met several who are fascinating to me as they live this out. A grandmother who pays a special attention to the development of her grandchildren, and when she sees something in them that has promise, she texts them and then writes them a letter of all things. She's the only one from whom they get written letters about the pathways they might take. She invites them over for lunch and they talk through their possible futures. Another elder I spoke to was a retired carpenter who gathered some maintenance women and men around him, and through his congregation and his community, made themselves available to do light maintenance work for elders in the community. Another put together a babysitting crew that was available on call to step in when needed to be babysitters. One of the men I spoke to worked for SCORE. He had been a chief executive of a large institution and now was helping new developers of business get started. These were people who were using their gifts and their unique station in life to reach out to others who were at the same stage of life, but to the generations as well, helping children learn the faith. One of them, for example, was doing interviews with elders in the congregation and making the taped interviews available to confirmation students so that people could hear the stories of someone who had lived a long time in the ups and downs of faith. There we are, needed by God at work in this particular time of life, living on God's promises and living into the thriving of God's world.
Yes, trusting in God's promises and living into that grace in God's world. And I have been inspired daily by the work of elders in all the communities that I have been blessed to serve. And there's nothing more difficult to hear than when someone says, oh, I have so little to offer, or I can't do anything, or at my age, nobody can utilize my gifts. And I tell the folks when they say that over and over, not true, not true, not true. God is always at work, and God will always be at work in you. And so how do you nurture hopefulness in your life? And is that easy or hard for you? How do you nurture hopefulness in your life? What values do you hope will guide your own late adulthood? What do you hope to give to others now that you didn't have before when you were younger? Yes, what do you hope to give others now that you didn't have before when you were younger? And what risks can you afford to take now on behalf of God's kingdom that you could not afford before? Risk, giving, hopefulness, life-giving service, joy, lifelong faith, inspiration, prayer, companionship. So many gifts, folks. So many gifts. And so on this day, I give thanks and praise to God for Anna and Simeon, seeing the salvation of the Lord, and to you, if you're one of our elders here listening to this, that you too point to that same salvation that has come in Jesus. And so keep on keeping on, knowing that you indeed are needed, and God truly is alive and well in you. All right. Good day.